And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bolo Briefcase and Brolly Brigade.
The bed from the Billy Street.
In Whitehall's General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown and Lamb tackle a wide range of jobs. But they're not alone, of course. They have the assistance of Mildred Murfin, one of that vast army of shorthand typists who prove that modern women can't be dictated to.
Mildred, there were a couple of errors in that letter you typed.
Oh, only a couple? Oh, I'm getting better all the time then, aren't I?
Yes. Well, at least you've stopped typing Dear Sir or Madman. But here in the first paragraph about parliamentary procedure, it should be nightly security checks, not nighty security checks.
I'm sorry, sir.
And this person here is the Chief Executive Officer, House of Commons, not the Chief Execution Officer.
Oh, well, you can't win them all, can you? Here, Mr. Lennox Brown, you're actually doing something for the House of Commons.
That's right, yes. Something many people feel is long overdue.
Oh, you're going to shut it down, then?
No. We're going to tighten up security. They had some trouble recently. A policeman stopped a shifty-looking woman at the door and wouldn't let her in. Oh. They nearly came to blows.
Oh, and did the woman write to the Prime Minister?
No, she was the Prime Minister.
Blimey.
So from next week, people who work there will carry identity passes, and that goes for everyone, cleaners, porters, typists, right down to MPs.
Well, I never.
And to get a pass, they must fill in a form, and we have to vet their application.
Oh, what a responsibility.
Oh, it is indeed, Mildred. And I'm getting precious little help from Mr. Lamb. Scarcely ever in the office these days. When he's here, his mind isn't. What's going on, I wonder?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Lennox Brown, I think he's involved with a woman.
Mr. Lamb?
Well, he's a normal man, isn't he?
I don't know.
Well, almost, anyway. And with the cooler weather coming on, well.
Mildred, this is extraordinary. Mr. Lamb consorting with a female woman of the opposite sex. Who is she?
It's Sybil Brady, the canteen lady. You know, the new supervisor. I was with him the day she started. He saw her there behind the serving counter with her dumplings steaming in the sunshine.
I beg your pardon.
And he came over all unnecessary.
I'm astonished, Mildred.
Yes, well, that's why he's always down in the canteen. He has a 3-hour lunch break every day, and he goes for his coffee every 15 minutes.
And does she reciprocate?
Only after the shepherd's pie. But you should see them together, mooning around a table, looking into each other's eyes. Honestly, it makes you sick. Come along, Mr. Lamb. Let me give you an extra spoonful of gravy and a few more roast potatoes.
Oh, well, I don't think I should. After all, it's only 11s, is.
Oh, but a big, strong man like you needs feeding up.
Well, when you look at me like that, how can I refuse?
Oh, Mr. Lamb, you're such a gentleman.
Oh, thank you.
Not like those other waff men who come in here. They're only after one thing.
Oh? What's that?
An extra dollop of custard. I knew at once that you were different, you know.
Oh, and you're different, too. You have a sort of unearthly quality.
May I call you Richard?
Certainly. And may I call you Sybil?
Of course, Richard.
Thank you very much, Miss Brady.
Often, when we are sitting here together, I get a little pain here.
Oh, really? I get a pain there, too.
Oh, do you, Richard?
Yes.
Is it a kind of yearning?
No, I think it's that puff pastry.
Oh, Richard, you do love your little joke. What fun we have together.
Yes, but now I really must cut along to the office. There's a morning's work to be done.
Must you go so soon? Oh,
don't worry. I'll be back for lunch in 10 minutes.
All right, then. But take care and mind you don't overwork. Mr. Lennox Brown.
Thank you, Mildred. Thank you. You've been very helpful, which is more than I can say for Mr. Lamb here.
Well, I've been making plans for Miss Brady's birthday tomorrow.
Yes? I suppose she's celebrating the 10th anniversary of the day she was 30, is she?
There's no need to be rude. I've brought her some flowers from my landlady's garden. Well, not actually flowers. There weren't any, but I picked this rhubarb instead.
I see. Bad joke, number 2. You're making a fool of yourself with that woman. You're a sheep in wolf's clothing.
If you're not careful, you'll be getting a naughty reputation, like the permanent undersecretary. When he takes girls out, they learn to eat, drink, and be wary.
Yes. Time he learned to behave himself, the old goat.
I want a word with you.
Good morning, Sir Billy. I mean, Sir Gregory.
What the devil are you going to do with that rhubarb, Lamb? On second thoughts, don't tell me.
If you say so, Sir Gregory.
Now then, how are you getting on with that commons job, eh?
Now, the matter's in hand, Sir Gregory. You can rely on us.
Good. Government security is to be tightened up all round. Not just a matter of locking things up, you know. The Prime Minister's greatly concerned about immorality. Laxness in government staff could lay people open to blackmail.
Oh, you're quite right, Greg.
What?
I mean, good thinking, Sir Gregory.
I intend to clamp down on ministry morals. Current permissiveness is getting out of hand.
Well, I blame it all on colour television.
Now, remember, if I hear any hint of scandal involving a member of ministry staff, the culprit will be dismissed instantly, if not before. You've got it.
Got it, yes.
Good. See, you don't forget.
Well, now I've seen everything. Sir Gregory going all prim and proper. Oh, it's like Dracula going on a milk diet.
Oh, he's just towing the line. This must be high-level policy. You better watch your step with Miss Brady, number 2.
Well, you needn't worry about us. Our behavior has to be seen to be believed. Well, I'll go to the canteen for a coffee.
Poor Mr. Lamb, he has got it bad. You'd never guess where I saw Miss Brady kiss him yesterday.
Good gracious, where?
Behind the tea urn. She gave him a peck on the cheek.
And I see he's carved a heart on his desk with the paper knife.
Miss Brady calls him her little crunchy bar. Yes.
She probably means he's half nuts. Now then, Mildred, we must get ready to receive these pass applications from the House of Commons people. They've all been given forms from the Speaker right down to the cleaning staff.
Oh, Miss Judy.
Rudy, please.
Oh, all right, Rudy. I'm sorry, but honestly, how these MPs get the House of Commons in such a state, I do not know. I'm surprised you allow it.
Well, of course, I'm only an usher. Can't be concerned with what they do with their toffee papers and bottle tops, can I, Ducky? You finished polishing the benches yet?
Well, all except for that back one. There's 2 MPs still asleep up there.
Oh, them. Yes, they've been there since the last election, the poor dears. Here, what about your pass application? Have you filled it in yet, dear?
Well, yes and no. I'm a bit worried because of my baby, see. I bring him here every day and leave him with the porter. Will I have a pass for him?
Well, of course you will. I said everybody's got to have a pass. Oh, you silly goose. Doesn't matter if he is only a baby, you'll need to fill in a form.
Well, I have to bring him to work, see, because I've got no husband.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Mr. Malin passed on to a better place, did he?
Yeah, that's right. Went down to Brighton. Don't know where he is now. Never stayed anywhere long. Czechoslovakian sailor he was.
Was he? Oh. Well, would you believe it? I didn't know they had a navy in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, well, that was part of the trouble. He could never find a ship.
Oh. So he pushed off, did he?
Yeah, that's right. He turned out to be a proper dud check.
Oh, you're a real scream, aren't you? What's the baby's name, then?
He was christened Dmitri Vladimir after his dad.
Seems to me, though, you should have called him Popoff. But it's Dmitri, is it?
Yes, I call him Dim, just like his father.
For if I was you, Ducky, I wouldn't take any chances. I'd fill in a separate form for little Dmitri. You know how fussy these ministry people are.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're right. I'll send in an application form for him right away.
Now, we must vet these applications most carefully, number two. It's essential that no one's allowed in the House of Commons who could possibly be a security risk.
Well, this one seems all right. Name, Mrs. Doris Florence Malin. Occupation, cleaner. Sex, mind your own business.
Yes, one of the char ladies. All right, we'll put her down for a pass. Yeah, the next one's covered in ink blots.
Yeah, you can't read the form at all, but there's a note attached. Sorry I ain't done the form proper, but please send pass like what we was promised.
Oh, really? Who's that from?
The Minister of Education.
Yeah, well, I suppose he'd better have one.
Here's a strange application. Dmitri Vladimir Malin. Occupation, nun.
That's an odd name for a nun.
Well, it means he hasn't got a job.
Yes, ne'er-do-well, eh? And what was that name? Dmitri Vladimir? Oh, he's probably a dangerous alien.
Yes. Possibly even a foreigner.
Yes. I can imagine his sort, you know. Oh, my word, yes, I can. Might even be a secret agent. Stamp his form, rejected.
Ah, there you are, number one. Before you start your 11s, there's a lady on her way to see you. She just rang. Mrs. Malin. She sounded rather cross about something. Oh, that might be her now. Come in.
I'll come in all right, and no one's going to stop me. Which of you ministry layabouts is Lennox Brown? Now, come on, own up.
I am he,
yes,
madam.
Well, I'm Mrs. Malin.
And what is your official capacity?
4 brown ales and a port and lemon, but never mind that. I'm a cleaning operative up at the House of Commons, and you flamey well refused my son a pass.
Did we? What name was that?
Dmitri Vladimir Malin.
Oh, yes, I recall the name. Yes, we felt we couldn't allow a potentially dangerous foreigner free access to our seat of government.
Dangerous? Mm. A one-year-old baby?
What?
He's outside in his pram. I'll show him to you, you pair of bowler-hatted pippin' heads.
Oh, number two, why do you make mistakes like this?
Eh? Well, I like that. What do you mean,
you make mistakes?
I had nothing to do with it.
Well,
you're your fault.
There you are. This is Dmitri. And seeing as you won't let me keep him with me at work, you can blooming well look after him.
But, madam, we can't have a baby in the office.
No. I mean, he might start crying and keep us awake.
Yes, well, if he does, just give him one of these rusks. And here is jar of strained prunes. I'll be back after 5, and watch out no harm comes to him, eh?
But, madam, we can't... Oh, glory. Oh, what an ugly situation.
It's an ugly baby, too.
Yes.
But what are we going to do then?
Oh, no. Look, number two, you heard the woman. Give him a rusk. Give him a rusk and some strained prunes.
What?
I wash my hands of it. It is your baby.
To warn you, Sir Gregory's coming.
Oh, Sir Glory.
Don't cry, Mr. Lamb. You'll soon be gone. Blimey, it's a baby. Where did it come from?
Well, I suppose the stork must have brought it.
Look, there's no time to explain, Mildred, but Sir Gregory mustn't see him. Hide him in the filing cabinet, in that big drawer over there.
Cool. All right, then. I'll put him in the big drawer marked B.
Never mind which drawer, just get him out of sight.
All right. Here we are. Yeah. Well, I hope he behaves himself in there.
I hope you left it open a bit so he can get some air. I'll slip down for some milk. He can have it later. Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. Bye, Sir Gregory.
Now then, I want a word with you two. This House of Commons job. I hope there have been no slip-ups. I'm glad to hear it. Now, in future, you'll be involved not just with MP security, but also their general welfare. I'm glad to hear it. Now, there's some concern, you see, about their mode of life. Long hours, rushed meals, and so on. A panel of doctors has prepared a scheme to improve their general health. Their recommendations are in this file, which you'll pass on to the Parliamentary Management Committee. Oh, stop fussing, man. It's perfectly simple. Just a moment. Just a moment. What's going on here? That noise came from the filing cabinet. What are you two up to, eh? Great heavens, you've got a baby in here.
A baby, have we?
Let it down. Don't tell me you didn't know.
Well, I must have forgotten, you see. Yes. By Jove, yes, it does look like a baby, doesn't it? sounds like one, too.
It is one. Well, the point is, whose is it?
Well, I suppose there's no point in trying to hide it, is there? It's his, Sir Gregory. It is yours.
Hello, baby.
Mine?
You admit it then, do you? You see. Hey, they called you Daddy. Daddy, it said. By thunder, this is the last straw, lamb. Not only are you an arch failure and inveterate bungler, you're an unmarried father, too. Well, you know the penalty for moral laxness.
No, but Mr. Lamb is married, Sir Gregory.
Oh, yes? To whom?
Yes, to whom? I mean, yes. To a woman. A woman.
And who is she? Someone in the ministry?
Yes, if you say so, Sir Gregory.
Well, of course, this puts a different complexion on things altogether. Yes, just what you've always needed, Lamb. Stable marriage and a stable home. I'd like to meet your wife at once.
As soon as that?
Of course. Newlywed, eh? Your baby looks quite old, though. I hope you're not too newlywed.
Oh, no.
This is very good for the ministry image. Yes. What about a photo for the staff magazine? The happy couple and their baby. Yes, what a good idea.
Now, wait a minute.
No, please. No objections, Lamb. I'll go and chase up the staff photographer. Now, you get hold of your wife, Lamb, and we'll all meet here in an hour.
But look what you've done. All right. Take it easy, number two. You'll have steam coming out of your ears again. Now, look, all you have to do is to find someone who will pretend to be your wife.
What?
What about that lady love of yours in the canteen, Sybil Brady?
Of course! She'll do it for me. I'll go and ask her right away.
Richard, what a pleasant surprise. Have you come for an early lunch? How about some spaghetti?
No, thank you.
Whistles?
There's no need to be cross. Miss Brady. Sybil. I'm desperate. I've got to find a woman.
Mr. Lamb, have you lost all self-control?
Won't you oblige me? It's urgent. You see, all these years, I've never had one. But I still haven't got one. Now, I must have one. Just for a short time. And if you don't do it for me, it'll be too late.
Mr. Lamb, do you realize what you're asking?
Yes, I want you to be my wife.
Your wife? Oh, Richard. Oh, and I thought you'd never ask. Oh, I should have known that once your passions were aroused, nothing could douse the flames. Yes, Richard, yes. We have the reception at the Robin Wedbeth Tea Rooms. My sister will be a bridesmaid.
Oh, but there won't be any wedding, you see.
What?
Well, we shan't actually be getting married. I just want you to fulfill the functions of a wife, you see.
Hey?
Yes, you see, there's a photographer coming, and we're going to do it in the office.
How dare you?
Please, don't quibble, Sybil.
Oh, I'll teach you to make suggestions like that.
What?
Here, have some spaghetti. Have it all. I phoned my sister. She's what he's got to eat, and we must remember to change him.
Yeah, well, what's the point? Any other baby would be just as bad. Look, Mildred. Mildred, please, won't you reconsider? If this Brady woman won't help Mr. Lamb, we'll all get the sack.
Well, now you've explained what it's all about, I suppose perhaps I ought to. But only if that Sybil Brady tells Mr. Lamb no.
Hello?
She said no. Poor Mr. Lamb. Your hair's gone all white with worry.
That's not hair. It's spaghetti.
Anyway, never mind, number two. Mildred's going to be the mother of your child.
Eh? Hey?
That child.
Oh, who's he? Well, thank you, Mildred.
Right, here we are. Come along. What are you playing at, man?
Oh, be excusing me, please. I'm catching my equipment in the doorway.
This is our new star photographer, Mr. Spoonie Bai.
Rampasad Hari Bai Spoonie Laudi Mukherjee.
Yes, this one.
Yes, indeed. I am the one who's going snappy, snappy, taking all kinds of lovely, lovely picturing. Now, who's being the happy coupling?
Well, this is Mr. Lamb here. Where's your wife, Lamb?
That's me.
Oh. You, Miss Murphy? Good heavens, when were you married?
This morning, Sir Gregory.
He means this morning, 2 years ago. It's their second anniversary, you see, Sir Gregory.
Oh, really? And you've kept it secret all this time?
Yes, we have, haven't we, Mr. Lamb? I mean, my angel.
Yes, my little snooky hookum.
Oh, this is too romantically. Like me, myself, and I'm being marrying my first 10 whiteys here.
Yes, well, let's get on with it, shall we? A ministry family group. You hold the baby, Lamb.
Yes, as usual.
Oh, no, it is looking exactly wise, the same as what his father is looking.
Hold the baby the right way up, number two.
Sorry.
And kindly be putting on the baby's bonnet. Oh, no, not by your head, by the baby's head. Now, if you're all looking smiley-smiley by the bluebird of happiness that is sitting on my left shoulder, ring.
You said smile, Lamb.
I am smiling.
Oh, in that case, perhaps the good gentleman will be going scowly-scowly instead.
I'm very proud of you, Mrs. Lamb.
Do what?
Mildred, that's you.
Oh, I.
Yes, I'm proud of you and your husband. Family life as it should be. Living together, working together.
Where is he? Where's my baby?
Your baby, madam?
Yes, mine. I'm the mother of this child.
Have you no morals at all? Does one woman not satisfy your gross appetite?
No, Sir Gregory, let me explain. You see, what happened was
I've changed my mind. I'll do it for you. I'll do anything you want me to, wife or no.
Oh, glorious.
One moment, please. One tiny moment, please.
Yes, what the devil is it?
Smiley, please, everybody. Oh, come on now.
Dear. Do you know, I've never seen Sir Gregory so angry.
It's lucky nobody was hurt when he threw that typewriter.
Well, that's only because I ducked. And we'll have to get that window mended now.
Yes, anyway, never mind. What about that other job we went on about, those recommendations for MPs' welfare?
Oh, I sent those off to the Parliamentary Committee.
Oh, well, thank heaven something's done right. Just a minute. What is this on my desk here?
Your slippers.
No. Beside them. This is the MPs' welfare list.
Ooh.
And if that's there, what did you send off to Parliament?
Well, the only other list I had was the one I got from my sister. Rules for looking after the baby. Oh, blimey. I couldn't have, could I?
And here is the news read by Ivor Sidebottom. In the House of Commons, there has been criticism of new rules brought in by the Management Committee. These are intended to improve MPs' welfare, but many seem unhappy about being compelled to go on a diet of spinach puree and gripe water. Members entered the chamber today wearing woolen bonnets and knitted booties. The Prime Minister in pink and Mr. Kinnear in blue. Some ministers held teddy bears in front of them, but the Home Secretary had a panda in front and a bear behind. The Speaker closed the debate after half an hour and ordered the members to leave. He said the new rules state the chamber must be emptied frequently.
Cheer up, you two. I've brought your post.
Thank you, Mildred. Anything happening at the office?
Well, Sir Gregory's down with his nerves again, but they say he'll be out in 6 weeks. He's proving surprisingly docile.
What about Sybil Brady? Hope she wasn't too upset.
Oh, no, she's all right. She's marrying the attendant from the men's washroom. Everyone says it's just a marriage of convenience, really.
Come along, miss. Visiting time's over now.
Oh, well, see you next week, then. I hope you're not too cold in here.
Well, it's a bit chilly, but there's one thing about the Tower of London. It's full of interest.
Holding the baby as the men from the military tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. Adding further complications were Maureen Adair, Maureen Adair, Maureen Adair, baby Maureen Adair, Tom Meehan, Tommy Reed, Frank Graham and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written by Edward Taylor and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the Ministry.